Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with The Second Tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Hello everybody and welcome to Ramble Reacts. Liverpool have one foot in the League Cup final after beating Fulham at Anfield. I'm Marcus Speller.
And I'm Jim Campbell.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Ramble Reacts. It could have been worse. It could have been better, though. Jim Campbell, Liverpool obviously beat Fulham 2-1 in the first leg of the Carabao Cup semi-final, coming from behind to win 2-1, to take a lead to Craven Cottage in 2 weeks' time. Mm. What did you make of it, Jim?
I thought it was a fascinating encounter. I thought Willian had really, really given the game exactly what it needed. I got a little bit ahead of myself, perhaps a little bit ahead of yourself. I was dreaming about Fulham beating Chelsea in the final. I'd gone that far ahead. Yeah, it's not going to be in Middlesbrough, is it? And maybe I jinxed it. Maybe it's my fault. I felt like, you know, we're at half time now, and Fulham seem to need half time from about 33 minutes in, which seems like an enormous expanse of time when you're looking at that. And that it sort of set the pattern, isn't it? They played really, really well in the first half, and the play was fairly even before they took the lead. I don't think it was like Liverpool really battering them at that point, but it just what so often happens. They woke them up, really, didn't they? I wonder how big a factor it is that this is a really, really big occasion for Fulham, obviously, and something that's very, very sort of cherished, the opportunity to even be in a final. Whereas for Liverpool, even for the young players, it's just absolutely routine. It's something a lot of them have got a lot of experience in, and they just didn't seem phased. It looked more like once they went 1-0 down, they'd almost been set a task, and they just went about achieving it.
Liverpool, I mean, last season they basically just took it off, didn't they? And they're very much ready to win trophies this season. That's something that we're all very, very aware of, firing on all fronts, of course.
Yeah, it's like they took a gap year and they've come back looking amazing.
And of course, with injuries and missing players, of course, they're still such a frightening team to play. I mean, Fulham were missing a few players you know, losing Bassey and Iwobi to the Africa Cup of Nations, who obviously doesn't help Fulham. But you know, if Liverpool are going to miss Salah and some others, then I'll do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So all in all, fine, okay. But I thought, I mean, how many it is a bit of a sickener for Fulham, because Fulham, for the first, basically until Jones scored, they looked fairly comfortable. Liverpool, after making the changes and Klopp started to get his team to stretch the play and open it up a bit, because that's what they needed to do. Fulham were camped in there. It did seem like, oh, hang on, something's coming here. But ultimately, they didn't really create much. And it's a pissing deflected goal. Jim, you don't understand this because you've seen your team beat big teams before. I know Arsenal have not been, you know, Premier League champions for a while, but you've seen them with trophy. Like, it's like last season when Fulham went to Manchester United. Right, huge game. You get through that one, suddenly it's on. They go 1-0 up, a bit like this. And then, of course, in that game at Old Trafford, the penalty is given, and then Fulham completely capitulate. The complete architects of their own downfall, and they lose it. This time, it's kind of like, right, the game plan is really working. It's really working. And I know Liverpool is starting to tinker and all that, and okay, a deflected goal. At least when Liverpool beat Fulham 4-3, you know, a number of weeks ago, it was moments of quality. And when that happens, you just think, oh, piss off.
I think the argument surely is, though, that if you enact a game plan as they did, and I think they played in the way that they should have played, because otherwise they would have been perhaps too open and it might have been worse. And obviously you got to be in the tyre when you get it back to Craven Cottage. But you invite things like deflections if you're planning to soak up pressure. And they did that really, really well. You know, and it's, I think it's the kind of sense of cruelty of it being a big deflection like that, which I think, you know, could have been defended better as well. They're still kind of a little bit unravelled, aren't they, when the second one comes along. And it really could have been worse. I think Liverpool smelled blood at that point.
Mm-hmm. I think all in all, you're right. Fulham, so when the second goal goes in, as a Fulham fan, I think I'll take 2-1 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not like it's in the 89th minute they score 2-1. It's in the 71st. There is plenty of time for them to score a third and a fourth. And actually, people will talk about that De Cordova chance. Chance.
Decision.
Assist. Decision, yes, exactly. Mm. Fine. But you could also point to some of Liverpool's decision-making towards the end of the game. I thought, you know, Leno makes a fantastic save against Nunes.
Oh, he had a brilliant game.
Yeah, he's a great keeper. I don't really sort of... I think Nunes perhaps did all he could in that moment there. But at 2-1, when they score two goals so quickly and suddenly Anfield goes, oh, that's us. 2-1 suddenly seems actually not a bad scoreline, because Fulham were never going to get a second.
It's a really strange kind of mental state to have to put yourself in where you've gone from defending a 1-0 lead to defending a 2-1 deficit. And effectively, your game doesn't change. Yeah. You've got to kind of be mature there and hold fast and not make kind of rash, reckless decisions. And I suppose in a strange way, they did fairly well to hold that off. But it looks ominous, doesn't it? I mean, obviously, Anfield's one thing. Craven Cottage is a different one. It's going to be lively, shall we say. I don't know if Liverpool will have ever experienced anything like the cauldron of the cottage. But even with that in mind, beating them by two clear goals is going to be tough.
Oh, no, Jim. Beaten by one and then penalties. That's got to be. Fulham have already done, you've already put out a team from Liverpool on penalties in this cup competition. Why not another?
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. But I think again, you see, we spoke about Marco Silva on Wednesday's Ramble and his ambitions as a manager and how he kind of sees it. And again, you saw that against Liverpool. He has the game plan. He's thinking, I know how to beat big teams. I know how to really, really challenge big teams, if you see what I mean.
To compete, essentially.
To compete with them, yes. And the way he set them out, it is to defend pretty deep, but Fulham were great in the tackle. I thought great at getting... and it wasn't even a case of bodies in the way and all that kind of stuff. It was a bit towards the end. But the interceptions, the tackling and so on, it was precision stuff. And that requires so much focus, of course, and so much energy mentally and physically. But you also saw them, you know, playing on the break, and with the pace of Willian and Pereira up those up there as well.
Willian looked absolutely gassed after about an hour, though.
I mean, he will do. I mean, he's what is he 34? You know, he's.
Like, if he was 34 before the game, he's about 37 now.
I mean, as an Arsenal fan, you're thinking, could he not have done that just for a half for Arsenal? Well, it was a strange old situation.
He took
Arsenal.
His gap year.
Yeah.
By himself, didn't he?
Perhaps there was stuff in his personal life. We don't know. Who knows? But the fact is, he's putting it a shift in for Fulham, very much so. And Fulham have got the game plan. They're trying to hit them on the break. And of course, they get that sucker punch early on and they pounce. And what I loved about what they were doing up front is they were hunting in packs. You know, and again, you've got to be very disciplined. You can't overcommit because you leave gaps open. But they were pouncing and they were pressing just at the right time. And they were all in tune with each other. And to get that goal, we think, brilliant. Then you can just kind of settle in. And then, of course, key moments that happen in the game. You know, they come forward and Dekel Dover-Reed, you know, the moment really where he has the ball out wide and has a chance to square. Dan Taylor tweeted us, I heard Marcus's giddy aunt spat out a Victoria sponge when Bobby Dekel Dover-Reed didn't square the ball.
What are your thoughts on that, Marcus?
He must have just not looked up. And you made the point before we came on air that he's got to look up in that situation. I mean, again, all things considered, you get the ball like that, you've got to be sort of head down and go. And he's thought to himself, you know, I can get a shot away. And it wasn't a bad effort, actually. But there is a chance to score. I mean, look, Marco Silva's reaction said it all. It would have had to have been a good ball, by the way, to get it to Pereira.
It wasn't the tap-in. I think it was Don Goodman, who had the worst game of anyone. said it would have been a tap-in and he just squared it. It was nowhere near as simple as that, but it's still, you know, still an opportunity for an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And well done for remembering his name, because Don Goodman and John Goodman, you know, very different characters.
Very different men.
But yeah, I found it interesting at a moment in the game, and perhaps this was telling of maybe Fulham feeling a little bit too comfortable, though I didn't get that sense from the rest of the team, but Raul Jimenez attempting that Rabona cross. I thought to myself, carry on, son. Like, what is easy peasy?
Really, really strange choice. The only explanation I can think of for that is that he wasn't confident he could cross it effectively on his left. But I think that's probably still quite generous.
Yeah, I mean, Margo Silva might have given him a dressing down after the game with that one. But we've talked a lot about Fulham there. We should really talk about Liverpool because they won the game. And yeah. Curtis Jones, I've gone on about the deflection. The fact is, he was brilliant again.
He made his own luck, didn't he?
Again, you could spin it whichever way you want. I've decided to do that, but perhaps you could spin it the other way for him, Jim.
Yeah,
much like
very,
the deflection.
Very, yeah, very, very good. Very involved, all action. We're starting to see that a bit from him now. I think there was a sense when he came through that people weren't quite sure what his role was and what his strengths were. And he's just very, very competent in whatever he seems to turn his feet to, which is obviously an excellent thing for Liverpool with the depth that they have. And you always want that from players that have come through from your own academy as well. He's an incredibly scouse man as well, which they appreciate. I don't know if you've ever seen the video have you seen the scouse cat?
All right. He's probably a local lad, which any football team in the land loves, but especially Liverpool, because it's such a special club in that regard and many other regards.
I think he's more scouse than this cat. So yeah, I mean, that's my detailed analysis of Curtis Jones' input, but it was a standout performance from him, and it's going to be difficult to ignore, isn't it? Not he's being ignored, but not just him. Connor Bradley had a very, very good game. He was very, very capable, very confident, very sort of penetrative as well with a lot of his runs. And Ibrahima Konate is shaping up as one of the players of the season in general. He's so involved in spreading the ball around for Liverpool. They really trust him with dictating the play from deep. And he's one of those wonderful players who is an absolute man mountain.
Yeah.
But it's just got the mobility with it.
Knows what to do with it as well.
Yeah, and isn't in any way sort of cumbersome. A lot of players like that, you know, they have a sort of awkward turning circle, or they may be a little bit slow, or there's something that means their size kind of works against them. Kanate's not like that at all. Bit of Sol Campbell about him, maybe?
Like that, yeah. I mean, I know what you mean. When you have a player like that who's sort of quick, good with his feet. He's huge. Like, what, as a centre forward, what do you kind of do to get the better of him? It's very difficult. I mean, to be honest with you, Van Dijk is a similar. I know he made the error and he's been injured and so on, and perhaps it.
Yeah. Absolutely horrendous prospect for a striker, isn't it?
Yeah,
pair of them.
I mean, it was fortunate that he made a slight error. Fulham still had a little bit to do, but yeah, when he gets back up to speed, you know, like.
I feel like
they've been very good defensively this season. I think people have sort of overlooked that.
That's it, and that's exactly why I mentioned the idea of having to beat them by two clear goals, unless you can take them to penalties, of course, because that looks really, really tough. Not many teams are going to score twice against them this season.
No, they're not. But let's see, Jim. 2 weeks' time, maybe.
Wow.
Fulham have managed
cauldron.
Three, yeah, before against them.
Welcome to hell.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stressors can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
It's yours to go and win.
Not as ours, yeah.
Tell me, what did you say in that huddle right at the end?
None of your business.
Cheers, Jeff.
Curtis Jones, just briefly, Jim, before we move on from him, you know I like to always bring in a bit of England chat. Do you think it'd be too late for a call-up ahead of the Euros? Do you think Southgate's probably got his team and his midfield set?
It's a good question.
Barring injuries, of course.
I think, yeah, I mean, he'll be high on the list if injuries are a factor. I don't know. Let's think through this. I think Bellingham's probably done enough to get in there.
You'd say so. Going for Rice, different positions, though. You're sarcastic. Yeah, right.
I mean, where would you play Jones?
I think if there was an injury or you know, it was a Southgate different shape or something like that. You know, I mean, you have Rice in the centre, then you know, to either side. Yeah. You know, if you wanted to do something like that, the two either side could be Trent or Curtis. You know, if there's an injury to Bellingham or you know, it's a different task at hand or something like that. I think it'd probably be a touch too late for him, maybe.
Possibly, yeah. I think if he doesn't
get in the next squad, then obviously that's not going to happen. But I think, you know, in future, he is a player that will be looked at because he's putting in performances for Liverpool and he's very, very good indeed. One man who won't be playing at the Euros, of course, this we know, is Darwin Núñez. And
if there's anyone who might find a way.
Yeah, like a late sub. You think, hang on, that's... But he came on and he did his thing, and his thing worked. He didn't score, but he created enough madness to ensure that his team won.
Oh, the injection of quality of him and Cody Gakpo was really the difference maker, wasn't it? Obviously, them two combining for the goal was vindication of that change, and I suppose it was always going to happen. Interesting that they were really the only two senior players, Alisson aside, on the bench. Klopp put a lot of faith in youth, and also a lot of faith in you know his regular starters, and knew it was enough. I think, you know, while we're on Liverpool, they went from playing okay to playing brilliantly.
Yeah,
and it's just one of the they've got gears, haven't they? They've got a lot of gears, and we're really starting to see them kind of you know have a lot of fun in them. It's ominous.
Yeah, and they're doing this without so many key players as well. Yeah. That's the frightening thing. I mean, for the game in 2 weeks' time, you know, Szoboszlai could be back. You know, I just...
Salah and Endo could be back if things go terribly.
I was about to say, no way. That can't happen. but just... I don't want to wax too much. I mean, they're not as vintage as the vintage Klopp sides of... I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was now. But you're just seeing the signs that they're just winning. They are just winning lots and lots of football matches, and that bodes well for anybody. I mean, quite incredibly, Liverpool haven't lost to Anfield since Real Madrid beat them in February of last year.
That feels like more than nearly a year ago as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. They haven't lost domestically since Jesse Marsh's Leeds beat them at Anfield in October 2022, which is like incredible stuff. It is another one. Tonight was the seventh time in all competitions that Liverpool have won despite conceding the first goal of the season, the most of any team in England's top four tiers. And what that means, and this all means, is whether anyone is still in doubt about their kind of quality, say against Manchester City, who are still the team to beat, of course, because they are the champions and last season's treble winners. The character of the side is there, the Jurgen Klopp character of the side, which is perhaps the most ominous thing of all, because we know when his sides get into the groove, how incredibly good they are, incredibly successful they are, particularly at Liverpool, of course, where he's had his best trophy hauls, and just incredibly hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, that mentality is important if you're going up against a behemoth like City. You know, it is almost like the stages of the hero's journey story structure, isn't it? You need to find hidden reserves within yourself that you didn't know you had and then apply them later. It's a huge test of character, but we've seen with them over the years that they're very, very good at instilling that. And again, Anfield is such a weapon with that. You saw it tonight as well. It wasn't its loudest night at first, but when it was needed, there it was.
They won't have Anfield in the second leg, though, Jim.
They won't.
They will have a very lively away section, though, which you know might be dangerous. I mean, if I'm going to sort of grasp at straws, you know, maybe those Liverpool players think the tie's done, and they just forget to turn up, Jim, and Fulham are awarded a 3-0 victory. No, I think that there is something in the tie, and I've been very sort of downbeat about this fixture since it was drawn, and my wish is that look. If it's still alive in the second leg, that's really...
It's all you can hope for.
It's all you can hope for. And it still is. It's a huge task.
And also, crucially, it'd be under the lights.
You never know
what's going to happen with the lights.
Yeah, indeed. And Liverpool, as we know, aren't very good at playing under the floodlights. But
I'm trying to help you, man.
I know you are, and it won't work. But if we can talk about that Declan Overy chance or decision, as you say, and think, it could have been. Yeah, it could have been. But like I say... This could have been 3-1. It could have been 4-1 to Liverpool.
Even 3-1, I think, is completely dead, isn't it?
That's what Juventus thought, Jim. so I think show the boys a copy of the Juventus Fulham 4 Juventus 1 game beforehand. Get Clint Dempsey to do a chat to them before the game. Get them out there. Let's hope Cannata gets sent off like Fabio Cannavaro was. Yep. And we're in for a lovely one.
Yeah, you can peek in through the crack of the door at least, can't you? You can still see that.
It'll be interesting to see how he sets up in a couple of weeks' time. Marco Silva, he'll have to be a little bit more front foot because I don't think you can play like that because Liverpool won't need to go at them. And all I'm saying is I think we could see Tom Kearney start the game. And I tell you what, Liverpool, you have been suckered into a false sense of security.
I read today that the prize money for the Carabao Cup is £100,000, which like
what, for each player or for the whole club?
For the club.
That can't be right.
That will get you a parking space in Fulham
for a couple of hours. It's about 6 months' rent, maybe. I don't know.
So through the magic of the internet, I have confirmed that the winners get £100,000. The runners-up get £50,000. So
what about semi-final stage? If Fulham
You get 25 grand, mate.
25 grand?
So
that's what, a quarter of a week's wages for a player? Something like that? Yeah. 25 grand for getting semi-final.
It's incredible.
What the, I mean, 100 grand?
You can get that on a scratch card. Recently, we were talking about sort of disrespecting the Carabao Cup and changing the rules in our New Year's resolutions because you've got to have an opportunity to try the rules out in competitive games somewhere. Yep. This has made me think, whenever in the past I've gone, oh, you know, the Carabao, the League Cup's a sort of respected old thing. It's actually quite a good thing to win. Winning things is good. No. This is where I've completely lost my faith in it.
They should spend all of that 100 grand, the winners, on Euro tickets.
Yeah, just more.
Euro lottery tickets. Genuinely better use of the money.
Imagine.
At least they can sign a new...
Fulham win the Euro Millions. Suddenly absolutely minted.
It's super, isn't it? The billionaire Fulham owner, Mr. Khan, was delighted when Fulham's numbers came up after winning the Euro Millions.
He waved his right to anonymity.
Yeah. It just extends FFP just for that little bit more so they can sign another youth prospect from South America. My giddy aunt. There she is. Well, yes. Yeah, so I am looking forward to the game in 2 weeks' time because I believe in miracles, as Hot Chocolate once sang.
I think you're absolutely fucked.
Thanks. Elsewhere tonight, Atletico Madrid lost the Spanish Super Cup semi-final to Real Madrid 5-3. After extra time. The game was played in Saudi Arabia. So we don't know if Jordan Henderson was in attendance or not.
Doing his bit.
Antoine Griezmann is now Atletico Madrid's top scorer of all time.
He is a magical player, isn't he?
Runs like a gazelle.
He does. He sort of moves around. He's slightly fawn-like, but a really classy fawn.
Yeah, fitting that goal was scored in Saudi, of course, the home of football.
Absolutely. In a defeat to Real Madrid as well. That's exactly how he would have pictured it.
Genuinely, that is... Something good happens to Atletico Madrid. You know, Atletico Madrid win 100 grand on a scratch card, but for some reason, Real Madrid, backed by the government, have got like interest on that and go, yeah, well, we'll take... all of that plus a euro as well.
Yeah.
It's strange how it works in Spain. But let's go to Italy, Jim.
Ooh, what are we doing there?
Well, Lazio played Roma in a Coppa Italia. Big game, of course, the Rome derby. Mm-hmm. So much so that the Italian parliament in Rome closed early to make way for the derby.
They always do this? Or are they just particularly up for this one?
I don't know. But Lazio won 1-0.
I think that's the most Italian thing possible, isn't it?
Yes.
Shut down the parliament, like absolute fever. It's a knockout game, brilliant. 1-0.
And it wasn't even a 1-0 victory for Mourinho. So yeah, I think there was some unsavoury scenes that went on, but we do know that in the 100th and the 101st minute, Roma had players sent off. So clearly after that, Mourinho's just pressed the nuclear button, hasn't he? Right, into them.
Yeah,
not having this.
It's his third season, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's really playing the hits at this point.
Indeed. Well, apparently Andy watched the game in full, obviously, and just said, on the Continent WhatsApp group, if it had been played in my back garden, I would have shut the blinds. Well, if you want more European football chat like that, head over to On the Continent tomorrow, where Dotton and Andy will be joined by Italian football expert Nicky Bandini. So I think we've come to the end of Ramble Reacts, Jim. Ultimately a disappointing night for Fulham, but could have been worse. That's what I've got to tell myself.
Yeah.
But Jim, you and I are back on Friday with the preview show, along with Vish and Andy. So that should be a fine old time. But in the meantime, everybody, if you want even more football ramble, which I suspect you do, find us on Twitter, currently known as X, TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Football Ramble. And remember to subscribe on your podcast app. After all, we're the best place to keep up with all things football. If I may say so myself.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
Certainly not. There we are, everybody. Thanks for listening to Ramble Reacts. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
And thank you, Fulham, for making me believe for about an hour. Lots of love. See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.